9:30 on a Monday morning, I get the opportunity to welcome in City Manager Mike Bailey and members, seemingly the entire staff of the City of Bartlesville.
Absolutely. Nothing is happening, Charlie. We're all here.
Well, good. In that case, well, no, the chief isn't here, so fire and police protection continues.
They're both out of town, so absolutely
nothing. Well, then I know that fire and police protection continues.
There you go. That's true. Actually, everything is fine. Everything's going better. We're all here.
Things always work well when the boss is out of town. Right. You know. So.
That's right. Well, good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
It's a lovely, lovely day.
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
So far.
Yeah.
Probably won't be by the end of the day.
Compared to the weather that we've been talking about for Minnesota and Michigan and Illinois and Iowa and Ohio, it's a great day in the neighborhood.
And that's very true. Yeah. However, I was listening to your radio broadcast as I was sitting out there waiting to come in, and apparently it's not going to stay that way. So.
No.
We will
get winterish temperatures, although winterish for us, many people would call mild. So
That's true. Yeah. That it looks painful to those of us who don't like temperatures in the teens.
Yes, that's right.
It's supposed to have a potential for hard freeze, but I don't know that there's really any expectation of any precipitation on the roads, but
thankfully, no, at least none according to the forecast. But I think so to get the AccuWeather certification, I think you have to be right 30% of the time. So
that's pretty high.
Yeah. let's get back to the city business. So you don't have any meteorologists on city staff, so we'll move along.
We don't. So we get to be right more often than 30%.
That's right. Yeah.
It's not 100%, but we get to be right more often than that. So, well, Charlie, I thought we'd do something a little bit different today. The city of Bartlesville over, I would say, the last 12 months has undergone pretty substantial changes in staffing, and most of these things are all internal. Most citizens never noticed them, which is the way we like it.
We still have the same fire chief.
That's right. That's about it. So, but we've had a lot of management changes, and I thought I'd take advantage of the opportunity today to bring in some of the staff in their new roles, introduce them to the citizens.
He's not here today.
Yeah.
Rolls is not here.
Rolls. No, actually, he's in Coweta at an FBI academy, believe it or not.
Good for you.
Staying here, though. He's not going to the FBI. They helped train our chief, so he'll be back. He and the fire chief, John Banks, will be with me next time in a couple of weeks, and we'll visit a little bit more about that because there have been substantial changes at the police department as well. And again, I think that most of these are changes that the citizens haven't noticed. However, if you have a need to contact any of these individuals in their roles, and upon occasion citizens do, thought it'd be good for everybody to know who these people are and know who their city staff are. So with that, somebody that I know the citizens have heard from in the past, because he's been here with me for a few times, and Charlie, you jokingly said he finally has the title for the job that he's been doing for about the last 18 months, and you're right. As I filled in for the city manager in his absence, Jason filled in for me because I was filling in for the city manager. So now I have Jason Munninger here with me, and Jason has worked for the city of Bartlesville for about 12 years, I believe. A little over 12 years, almost 13 years. And I hired Jason actually to replace myself as I was promoted from accountant to director. And Jason currently is the city clerk and finance director. And as I said, he's been serving the majority of those duties for over a year now. He is officially city clerk and finance director, and that was a position that I appointed him to. He also fills a council-appointed position, which is the city treasurer. And this is one of the four positions that the city council appoints. About 10 years ago, the city council elected to appoint the finance director as the treasurer to create sort of continuity in reporting and make things a little more efficient. They assigned the oversight of the treasurer to the city manager, so it looks more like what you would expect from a business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's essentially the creation of kind of a CFO position. Jason, I think it was... Was it at the December meeting?
December
meeting, the council appointed Jason as the treasurer. And so now he officially holds all of those titles and all of the perks and benefits and that come along with
perks
that.
And benefits.
Perks and benefits.
Good way to put it.
All the responsibilities and duties that come along with that in reality. Wanted to spend a little bit of time here and talk with Jason. So Jason, I hired you. Many, many years ago.
It's been a long
Both
time.
Of us had more hair, and it was a different color back then. But
Definitely.
Mostly a different color. But what's your background in? What were your jobs that you had done previous to coming to the city of Bartlesville?
Well, prior to coming here, so when I was going to school, I worked in the banking industry. Kind of didn't really like that. Didn't like how banks operated from that route. Got hired on a local CPA firm, accounting firm. Got into governmental auditing through that firm, and then from that job led to this job. So,
and ironically, Charlie, that was the exact same path that I took. I was a governmental auditor, and in fact was the auditor for the city of Bartlesville. And when I left the firm that I was at as a CPA and as an auditor to go work for the city of Bartlesville, they hired Jason to replace me. So then when I was promoted, I hired Jason to replace me, and frankly, I've done that ever since. I
just following on his coattails.
Well, whoever's sitting in that job, hopefully, will have to sit there for a while.
Agreed. Agreed. I like where we are right now. So, but Jason, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your family, your background?
Well, I'm a local guy. I was born in Bartlesville. Lived in Bartlesville for a while, lived in Copan for a while, live in Dewey now, permanently, hopefully permanently. So I've been in this community for all of my, 39 years, with the exception of going off to school. My family's all from here. They all live locally. My parents, my wife's parents, they're local. My kids, they go to Dewey Public Schools. We're big into athletics. I know as a lot of people our age with their children are, and get a lot of joy and benefit in helping out with that as much as I can. Probably too much, but
you have three kids.
Three kids. I got two older boys and a young daughter, who have all been sick recently.
Yeah,
which I'm sure a lot of you listeners out there everybody seems to be passing around. So
yeah, it is that time of year.
But without that, I know I don't know. I'm probably kind of boring, honestly. If it's not sporting related or work related, I'm probably not into it. So
that's good. We prefer our finance people to be a little bit boring. There's nothing wrong with that.
I will say I don't fit that mold.
But he apparently does have a personality, and I'm not talking badly about actuaries. But never mind.
I don't fit that mold, Charlie. You're absolutely correct.
There are a few jokes going around about actuaries. I won't share any of them with you on the radio. But I really appreciate having Jason over the years. It's been, we've gone through a number of challenges and changes as well. Currently, the city of Bartlesville is undergoing a massive upgrade to our software systems. And again, most of those are things that the citizens won't notice. Most of those are inward facing. We are upgrading the accounting system. And you'll hear from Laura here in a little bit. We're also upgrading the HR and payroll system. We have just started, and Matt can talk about this in a little bit, we've just started upgrading our planning system with land management planning and permitting and all of that. And then there's more phases to come. So Jason has been the project manager on the very first phase of that, which was the finance side of it. And it was quite a challenge. He was thrown into that. That was originally something I was going to do, but as I moved in to a more permanent role as a city manager, it just wasn't feasible for me to do it, so I dumped it on him, and then he dumped things on his staff, and the world continued to go around.
It was challenging.
People get voluntold all the time.
Voluntold. That's exactly. one of my very favorites. So, but again, I'm very appreciative of having Jason here, and look forward to his many years of service for the city of Bartlesville, 13 and counting. So, and with that, we'll talk a little bit about. There was also a transition that the city's human resources department went under, and this was, I have both of the participants in that. This was mostly planned out for a number of years. Shelley McGill is here with me, and she's the city's former HR director. She also held one of the longest interim appointments in the city of Bartlesville. It's not the longest because Lisa Beeman holds that title. She was the interim parks director for about 10 years, so Lisa still holds the title of the longest running. But Shelley served as the interim library director for about 3 years, I believe, after Joan left, somewhere around there.
I have, yes. It's been very enjoyable.
And Shelley also was the HR director, how long were you the HR director?
About 10 years.
That's what I sort of thought. Most of the time that I've been here, she'd been the HR director. And Shelley was was considering changing her career, and she was looking at a lot of options about the time that she took over as the interim for the library. And ultimately, the former city manager and myself asked her if she would be willing to, rather than thinking about leaving the city of Bartlesville and going for a new career there, if she would be willing to step in or take over the library full time. And we were very fortunate in that she was willing and able to do that. So I think as of, did we do that effective January 1st? I think
we
it was.
We did, yes,
this
the new year.
This one's very new. So effective January 1st, Shelley was appointed as the permanent library director, and she's done a pretty amazing job at the library. Libraries are very challenging things to operate in today's climate.
It's not just the Dewey Decimal System anymore.
And that's exactly right. With all of the introduction of digital books and things of that nature, libraries are finding new ways to serve their community. And with that, I will let Shelley, you tell us a little bit about yourself and some of the things that you've done at the library since you've been there.
Absolutely. The city's been very good to me. I'm working on my 30th year with the city of Bartlesville now. And I've worked in a lot of different departments and for a lot of bosses, but I can tell you that they've taken very good care of me as they do take care of their citizens. And so I worked through the accounting department, and I was in IT for a while. I was the water supervisor, and was also, then I moved transitioned into HR, and I started out at the bottom. I was the assistant, and I transitioned through the journalist and the manager, and then I became an interim director for about a year, and then I was the director. So I am very pleased with a career with the city of Bartlesville. I have been married since 1983, and that's when I sought a job here in Bartlesville. I have raised three girls, one that's now 30 and twins that are 26. Woo. And am very pleased at this point to take on a new challenge at the library, and yes, it has been a long three-year trying
to straddle them.
But yes, I do that, and also the director of the History Museum
as well.
And so it's been a great time, and I am so excited to bring some of the newer things to the library that a lot of the big libraries have.
There have been a lot of changes, some very exciting and very cool things that have happened at the library. I know that you all have been promoting I believe it's referred to as the Library of Things or the Collection of Things.
We do have a collection of things that a lot of people don't know about yet, and I'm excited to get that out there. We have things in our library collection that you can borrow for a week at a time, and there are things that you might want to consider buying but you're not sure. We have a full range of musical instruments, from violins to guitars to flutes and clarinets and all kinds of trombones, bongo drums. We have electric guitars and bass guitars. And then we go on to other things like a metal detector. You can get a photography kit, a calligraphy kit. You can even rent DVD, portable DVD players for that trip. We have cake pans and sewing machines and telescopes and microscopes. And you can get the car diagnostic devices when that code comes on your dash to plug in and figure out what it's trying to tell you. We have projectors and screens and cordless drills and steamers. So anything you can think of that you might like to try, even an Instapot, you can come and check it out for a week and see if you want to spend your money on it. And all you have to have is a library card.
And very, very interesting and very cool sort of a turn at the library. And as Shelley said, this is something that you're seeing around the nation in the larger libraries. They are finding new ways to serve their citizens.
I was talking with someone yesterday afternoon complimenting your expanding collection of audiobooks too.
Oh, great. Yes. We just did start a brand new collection of, they're called Playways. Mm-hmm. And you can listen to them on internal devices, like your headphones, or you can listen to them through an audio cord through your car. And they're just books that are on like a small MP3 player. And so you can clean with them or exercise with them or just set out and watch traffic go by. So everyone is really liking that medium.
So it's a very interesting time to be in a library. It's not the same thing that they have traditionally been. They find new ways to serve the citizens. They're becoming gathering places for our community, which really fits in. Of course, we have The Tower Green is being built adjacent to the library, so there's the library, the Price Tower, and the community center, and it'll be between the three of them. So the direction that the library is headed right now fits very well with the new identity of that area. So I think that the library is a very good community partner, and I know that Shelley has done a great job there.
As we develop that green, we plan to have a whole host of things you can check out and do on the green. So if there's something you want us to make sure we have for you to check out, let us know.
Absolutely. Reach out to us. The library has been very responsive and again, very, very flexible. And we're very pleased with the direction that it's heading. And I know your circulation and your membership and things of that nature are continue to climb, which can be a challenge in a library nowadays.
It is. We are making that transition to making sure we're right-sizing between digital and hard print. And we're watching that closely to make sure we're meeting both needs.
Yep. Thank you, Shelley. Appreciate your service to the city of Bartlesville over the years. And very excited that you stayed on with us and that we continue to go down this path together. And the second half of that transition between Shelley and HR is here with us as well. Laura Sanderson is here. And Sanders, good grief. There used to be somebody in HR who had the last name of Sanderson. Wow, I dug in deep. That's 20 years ago that came out. So I apologize. Laura Sanders is here with me. And Laura is the new HR director. And actually, as I said, a number of years ago, Laura was, Shelley had stated that she was trying to figure out whether she was going to start a new career somewhere else. So we were trying to be as prepared and proactive as possible at that point in time. And Shelley and the former city manager, Ed Gordon, and I, we hatched a plan essentially to ensure that we had somebody in place to replace Shelley in the event that she left. She's very difficult to replace, so we wanted to make sure we had somebody of talent and quality. And we went through a lot of interviews. We actually ended up, Shelley, I believe we hired two people at the time that we did, and knowing that one of them would likely be Shelley's replacement in the future. We were very fortunate that Laura was one of those. Laura, you've now been with the city for three and a half years.
About three and a half years.
Yep. Time flies when you're having fun, Charlie. I can't keep up all the time. So Laura started with us as I think it was
HR manager.
Yep. Was the position. Yep. And then effective January 1, uh-huh, same as Shelley's, Laura was appointed to the Human Resources Director for the City of Bartlesville. And for anyone who's listening that doesn't know, the City of Bartlesville is a very challenging organization to be in human resources for. We deal with two different unions. We have the police department, the fire department, so we have contracts with both of them. We have 370 total employees, somewhere in that neighborhood.
About 350
to 370. Mm-hmm. We have which is a medium-sized organization in Bartlesville. There are obviously much larger organizations than us. But we have jobs from entry-level maintenance workers all the way up to, we have master's and PhD-level employees. The library employs master's-level people. We have engineers and accountants that are bachelor's and master's-level people. So we have a very broad range of employees that human resources has to serve, and it's always interesting. I'm constantly surprised at the things that we do honestly as a city when I look around and realize that we do sewer and water and police and fire and libraries and streets and parks. It's very different jobs in all of those places, and human resources has to provide service to all of those employees.
Yeah.
So anyway, the city was very fortunate to get Laura at the time that we did. She's fit very nicely into this role. So, and with that, Laura, if you spend about 5 minutes here and tell everybody about yourself.
Well, I am from Southeast Kansas, and my background was actually in the private sector, or healthcare to be more specific. And when I came to the city, I thought, how different can it really be? And I learned very quickly that it's very different. But I've been fortunate to spend the last 3.5 years in the HR manager role to be able to build good, strong relationships with employees before stepping into this role. And so that's been a benefit for me. and also to learn how the city actually functions and the difference between city versus the private sector. And there's a lot of differences, and it's been, I think they're actually good differences from an HR perspective. And my favorite part of HR is being able to provide customer service to employees and to be able to be helpful to people. And that does not change no matter what sector you're in. You're still going to get that piece from an HR standpoint. And so with, I guess, the our biggest focus the last year has been the new HR payroll software transition. And we actually went live with the new payroll systems January 1st. And so it's been a huge load off of our shoulders.
Yes, everybody got paid.
We're just working out the kinks right now. And so that's definitely doable. We can actually breathe again. We still have two more pieces to implement from an HR standpoint. We have an applicant tracking system that's coming. So applicants will be able to apply for positions electronically now instead of through the paper process. And an evaluation system that we're also going to implement as well. So that's what's coming on the horizon from an HR standpoint.
And this is a project similar to Jason that you kind of inherited, and I know Shelley has stayed on and helped with that as well.
Yeah.
But so from a citizen's perspective, again, what will they notice about this? What Laura just mentioned, some of the things that we're doing will have either a citizen portal or an applicant portal or something of that nature that if you're looking to apply for a job with the city of Bartlesville, you'll be able to do it online. It will automatically put you into the system. And the entire intent behind this is to make the city more efficient and to provide services to the citizens. So I don't know that we're more efficient yet, but we're getting there. This transition has been a lot of fun.
It has.
Big learning curve, so the efficiency will come on the back.
That's right. Once things settle down, we will be more efficient. But for right now, we're working diligently towards it. But thank you, Laura. I truly appreciate having you at the City of Bartlesville.
This has honestly been the best decision that I've made. I love the city. I love the employees, and it's been a very good fit for me, I think. So.
And you have two children?
I have three children.
Three,
yes.
Sorry.
Yes,
I forgot
three.
About the newest
we
edition.
We have kind of a gap going on between the oldest two and the toddler. That's been a transition for me at home to try to chase after a toddler again or a baby.
And your baby is?
She's going to be two in April, so she's like not a baby anymore.
I actually would have thought she was younger than that.
Yeah,
I'm kind of struggling
with this.
I know,
time just flies. You blink and they're teenagers. So I've got a teenager, a preteen, and then the baby. Whew. So it's a challenging time, yeah.
You're braver than I.
Yeah.
After two, I figured any more, and they had me and my wife outnumbered, so we were done. but thank you. And as I said, I've really enjoyed having Laura at the City of Bartlesville, and she's done a great job. And the final introduction that I have today, I didn't save the best for last. We saved the best for last. That's right. I have with me Matt McCullough. And he also was appointed on January 1st. So as I said, we had a whole slate of changes that came through in management positions at the same time. Matt is the City of Bartlesville's IT director. The city had this position in the past, probably about 13 years ago, was the last time the city had an IT director. At that time, IT was sort of assimilated into a little bit of a committee function, and the employees went to work for the departments that they served, which worked fairly well for us for a while. But with these new projects coming on and with this massive software conversion that we have going on, I felt for the last couple of years that we needed to have somebody in there. And Matt has worked for the City of Bartlesville for...
I think I'm on year 16.
16 years. He's been here longer than I have. In fact, he's been here longer than anybody in this room except for Shelley. Matt has served in many roles in the City of Bartlesville, but one of the things about Matt is that his focus was always on two things that I thought were important for IT. And one of them was that Matt is a great problem solver. If you have an issue, he'll figure out. He will not stop until it is solved, I promise you. Even if he drives the person crazy who asked the question, he will not stop until the problem is solved. So I thought that was critical. The other thing is, and a lot of people don't consider it to be that important of a role of IT, but Matt disagrees and so do I. customer service. He is very determined that IT be customer service oriented. So I'm very excited to have Matt in this role. And I will I'll give Matt, you got about 5 minutes here. Tell him about the time you've served with the city and a little bit about yourself.
Well, I guess first I'll start with, I was born and raised here in Bartlesville. I've got a wife. I married my high school sweetheart.
I graduated.
Little known fact, we graduated together. I have one son that's 21 years old, is 10 in OSU. I spent my early years working as a mechanic, electrical trade. I got into the alarm industry, security side. I kind of got into the bank side of it a little bit on the taking care of bank equipment, et cetera. And then I kind of switched gears and got into the IT side on the network side, and that's kind of what led me to the city of Bartlesville. I started at the ground level also. I think I started in the street department. I probably don't have as many jobs as Shelley's had, but I think I'm on job 8.
It's close.
In the last 16 years. It's been a wonderful, journey. Got a lot of people to thank. Ed Gordon being one of them, Keith Henry, Terry Lortson, Mike Bailey, all those people have really helped me advance. But it's been a great journey, and I love working for the city of Bartlesville. Probably one of the greatest things Mike suggested is customer service. Now, I really work with the employees of the city of Bartlesville, but I treat them as customers. That's what I, you know, and that's our staff, that's what we work on doing. I think the journey we're on right now, like Mike said, by bringing me in as the IT director, I work with all these departments trying to get the Tyler units stuff rolled out. It allows the staff that we have now to continue to do their jobs without affecting them. So I've kind of taken on that role trying to get that stuff rolled out, which has been a lot of fun working with everybody.
There's a little chuckling. He says fun like it's always been fun, but we all know the truth.
We
it's
don't
fun sometimes.
Yeah. We don't have a lot of outward facing things IT that people see. We do have probably the biggest thing we take care of. I think we got about 13 facilities that we have to maintain, and most of those are either connected via fiber or wireless back to the city hall, where they all have the same either phone system or, you know, data network that we have. Probably the most important would be the dispatch center. We take care of that and we maintain that. Right. 24/7 or never goes down. Something else that we've done is I think we got 51 patrol cars that all have computer equipment in them, and that was just is one project we just completed. Pretty big project. That's something that people might be, you know, interested in. Probably the next thing will be, I won't steal Lisa Beeman's thunder, but we've got a Intergov project coming up that'll be a city portable, you know, that contractors, people like that, that'll be able to utilize.
Their permits, right, and their
that's
licenses.
That's the long-range goal, and there'll be an upgrade to the GIS stuff eventually. We're working on that project, too. Another thing that's in the works is upgrading the PD software. That's kind of in the beginning stages. It's going to be another big project going on. But
that's about phase 7 of this three-phase project.
Exactly.
That started as 3 and just keeps growing, doesn't it?
Right. The IT department, you know, takes care of basically everything, whether it's cameras, access control, phone systems. It's a pretty big job, but we like to.
And how many employees do you have in total?
There's 4, including me.
Four, including you. And your time, essentially, at this point in time, is completely taken up with these software conversions. Now, one of the things that we are looking at is we plan to do an upgrade on the utility billing software as well. That's another phase, and that is something that will have an outward-facing portal that the citizens will be able to see. We do have a portal right now, if anybody is interested doesn't know it, is
eCare.
eCare,
yeah.
And you go to cityofbartlesville.org, and you can find a link to that in the utility section.
On the main page, I believe, of the City of Bartlesville website,
and
correct.
It allows you to pay your utility bill to see your usage and things like that. So we do have some of that now, but what we're undergoing now will pull this all in. In fact, I think that once we're done, we will have one software provider for probably almost 100% of our specific systems, from accounting to payroll to utility billing, court, police software, planning. What else have I missed there, Matt?
It'll
HR.
Once we get, we'll have the firehouse for the fire department be the last piece to move.
That'll be about it. So it's been quite a project. It's gone, honestly, it has gone fairly well. We've rolled out 2 phases of that, It is, again, everybody keeps getting paid. That's the most important thing when you're dealing with these. Whether you're a vendor or an employee, you want to make sure you get paid. All right, well, thank you, Matt. I appreciate it. Matt's been with the City of Bartlesville for a long time, and he's one of those people that you're glad to have, and frankly, you don't know what you'd do without him, so you keep promoting him and hoping he sticks around.
It's been a pleasure to serve the citizens of Bartlesville.
I would agree.
That's what you get for doing a good job. More responsibility.
Careful what you reward, right, Charlie? So, Well, Charlie, I appreciate the opportunity to bring city staff in, and these are not people that are always out in the public, so I always enjoy getting a chance to introduce them to the public whenever I can. So,
well, thank you for the introductions.
All right.
That's City Matters on Monday morning.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville, K227 CQ Bartlesville.